Yes, our Lord and our God, thank you for this great privilege to come before thy throne of grace. And Lord, thank you for your word that will speak to us. Thank you for what you are going to do. And we give you thanks in advance in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For those who have their Bible, not too far, 1 Peter chapter 4, two verses I would like to bring before each one of us before we pray. Verse 7 and 8. We know that the context of 1 Peter is persecution, suffering. That's what he says in verse 1. For as much then as Christ had suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. So it's a context of suffering. And verse 7 and 8 says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity or love. The word is agape among yourself. For love, charity, shall cover the multitude of sin. So, those two verses speak to us a lot about prayer and the attitude as we pray. And I would say, here he says, the end of all things at hand. We all agree with that, that you know, we're living in the last days. So, what are we to be doing? Well, the first thing is that be therefore sober. And the word sober is the word sound of mind. We remember when the Lord chased and removed all the demons from that man of Gadarene. It says he was sitting clothed and in his right mind. That's the word here, a right mind. And we understand that to be sober when there's suffering and persecution, it's not an easy thing. When we experience sickness or bereavement or things like that, our mind is occupied so much with that that we forget a lot of things about the Lord. All his promises that we have tell other people about, and that we're so taken up by what we're going through. So the first thing is to be of a sober mind. And where will I have that sober mind? Well, it's not hard. Watch unto prayer. There's no other remedy for each one of us as we go through different trial and difficulties that we have to watch unto prayer. And now we have to set our mind right on the things of God. And I always find it, maybe I'm the only one, but this hour of prayer, it's a real battle for me to have my mind set on the prayer that I'm hearing. And so often it's easy. I even got a good pair of headphones. I don't hear any noise around. So that to help me anyway. So that's the reason we want to have our mind focused on prayer. And I was thinking about the thought of a sound mind when we pray. It's not just like that. We think about what we're going to bring before the throne of grace. So to be sober and then to watch unto prayer. And we can think when the Lord says unto Peter and Peter, John, and James, you know, to watch and pray. Well, as he's writing that under the Spirit of God, he may be thinking of that, watch unto prayer. To be not wasting time. When I'm all thinking about different things, well, my mind is not there, and I'm wasting my time. So it's a real battle. I say it is a work, and we need to be alert. And so we are sober, we're watching unto prayer. And that's the goal. As we pray, we want to have those two things. But I was wanted to talk just about verse 7, but verse 8 really, I think, blend very well because he has something about it. And above all things, have fervent love among yourself. Now, can we separate fervent love and prayer? We can't. If you have fervent love, you will have fervent prayer. It's for sure. They go together. And I like when we know in the book of Acts, as Peter was in jail, and they were praying for him. And the expression here, fervent, it's the same one used in Acts 12, verse 5. They were stretching themselves fervent in prayer for the apostle who was in prison. So we cannot separate fervent love and fervent prayer. If you love fervently, you will have fervent prayer. If you love halfway, well, your prayer will be the same. So that's something that really struck me as I was looking at that text here. So we have to have that love. Now, I was thinking, we see here that what love will do, it make us pray. But love will constrain us. And I was thinking about, we see in the Word of God, two things that the Lord used to keep us going, to motivate us. One is the love of Christ constrain us to move in the right direction, to do good for our sanctification. But there's another thing also, and he says the end of all things is at end. So the return of Christ, he'll restrain us. The love of Christ constrain us to do good, but the return of Christ restrain us from doing evil, but to do good. That's the opposite. So I find it quite interesting to look at those two things. So we need, as I said, to be watchful, and we notice that we are to watch unto prayer. And we know that when we're praying that the will of God will be accomplished. And it will be accomplished. And people say, well, why praying is going to come about anyway? We can think of many examples. Daniel knew with the books that it would be 70 weeks. And after that, did he say, well, it's no use praying, it's not going to come about? No. We know the Lord is returning, but we are still to pray, come, Lord Jesus. So we are still command to pray. Because why? Because we know it is the will of God that we pray. That's why we are to watch unto prayer. And let's say, well, anyway, it will happen. But the more we pray, the more we get closer to God, and the more we participate in that wonderful work, in the gospel work, in the work among his people, in the church. So how much it is a sacred thing to pray, to watch and pray. Because God wants us to really be worker. We are co-worker with Christ. We participate in his wonderful plan. And that plan will bring honor and glory to his blessed son. So again, as I conclude with that, I was thinking that we need prayer. The Lord says in John 15:5, without me, you can do nothing. And we can say without prayer, we can do nothing. But then I was thinking, without him, we don't want to do nothing. Remember Moses in Exodus 33 says, we won't move unless you come with us. And Lord, we won't go unless you are with us. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Yes, we do want to be sober-minded, and we want to be watchful unto prayer. And Lord, we cannot do it by ourselves, and we won't do it by ourselves. So come and help us, O Lord, during this time of intercession. We pray this in our beloved Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.